settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
And welcome to Spirit's Work, a show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we usually discuss different topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In the most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world. When my husband, Mick Avery, deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has access to great knowledge and wisdom. But this week is our Akashic Reading Show, and I just must say that I think I'd like to say, if Phyllis is listening, Phyllis, can you phone up our number for your Akashic Reading at 5 minutes past the hour? That would be great. Hopefully you are. I know, I think I forgot to get in touch with you to say what time to phone. So if you're listening, if you could phone up at 1:05, that would be great. And Alison, you're on at 1:20, okay? And I don't think I told you either, okay? But I might have done. Hopefully I did. I don't know. I'm just having a few senior moments this week, okay? So Phyllis at 1:05 and Alison at 1:20. And in the U.S., that number is 877-876-5227. Okay, I know you're in the U.S., and it's 877-876-5227. That's the pre-booked appointments that we have, Phyllis and Alison. Okay, and then we have another one later on, but I know that I've gotten in touch with him, okay. So.
That's my turn now, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, we have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear it on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to know more about us, our books, our work for Spirit, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. What we're able to do as Spirit Mediums is offer you the Spirit World's perspective on the nature of our existence. And when I go into the deep trance state, Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my body for the whole show. And I won't know anything else that happens during the whole time because my spirit and consciousness are transported somewhere else. Sometimes it's somewhere else on the physical planet, and at other times it's somewhere else completely different and I haven't got a clue. Anyway, like I say, do look at our website for a better understanding of how we work, and of course everyone works in a different way. So I'm going to say goodbye for now then, and it should only take a few seconds before Gregory is here, and Sylvie will be looking after you, of course, and everyone else, and so do have a great show then. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mick.
Goodbye.
Okay. Gregory had an Earth life 300 years ago, but has continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world. And now he comes to share his wisdom with us for our benefit. The White Cloud Group, whom he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us towards a more peaceful and harmonious future. They are made of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people. The information we bring is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. So, as I say, today is our Akashic Reading Show, and hopefully we will get our callers on time, like I said, I'm not sure, but Phyllis, if you're listening, you're on at 1:05, Alison, you're on at 1:20, okay, so do call in at 877-876-5227, and that is only the pre-booked readings, okay, I know even if they don't call, That means we have a slot, but unfortunately, they are. Gregory needs your Akashic, needs details from you prior to this reading, because he needs to study your Akashic book. This is how it works. He needs to study your Akashic book to. Okay, so is that Phyllis?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Phyllis, oh, that's great. I'm just going to finish saying what I was saying, and then I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Okay.
So he needs your Akashic book to study your Akashic book previously. So I'll tell you a little bit more about the reading later. Anyway, I haven't said hello to Gregory yet. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friends. With love and light, as always, be at peace and with blessings upon your journey.
Okay, so, Phyllis, did I get back in touch with you and tell you a time?
Yes.
Oh, I did? Oh, gosh.
Now is the time.
Yeah, this is perfect. I'm not too stressed, really. Anyway, it's lovely that you've got in touch. You'd like to launch straight into it then, Gregory?
Well, thank you very much, my dear friends. And Phyllis, how wonderful to be able to speak with you, my dear friend.
It's wonderful to speak to you, too.
And I can see, my dear friend, you are a person who has experienced a great deal in your life. The situation has at times been not that kind, and yet at other times you have had spiritual revelations in your life. And this is all in part, really, to do with your the great depth of field that you have in that you have inner resources that you have really had to deal with that have come to your side, come to your aid. These are resources of knowledge from, yes, from your physical life, from the situations, the characters around you, the people whom love you and whom you have loved in your life. But this is also, my friend, due to the very fact of your own inner divine spirit wisdom with which you have been able to, shall we say, furnish your table of life upon. And this is a situation, my friend, where you have found yourself moving through different situations, some of them that have not been that too pleasant, and yet other ones which have created these real revelatory moments, almost as though you at times can feel as though you are in a sort of divine ecstasy. And my friend, I have to say that you have some very loving people around you, both that you have known in the physical world, in your life experience, friends and relatives, and also those of the spirit world dimension, which are actually to do with your well-being and your movement forward. And this is something which is really central to your life now, because you have to understand that really there is still quite a great deal for you to develop and understand. So, my dear friend, your doorkeeper, to begin with, guardian angel, if you wish to call him that, is a very stable being who actually has walked every step of your walk with you, who has brought great healing to you at times just by his very presence. And his name is Black Crow. And Black Crow is a being who understands a great deal about your inner nature. Almost as though at times you have kept details of your life as a sort of a secret, a little secret box that you have things in that at times you... They're so precious to you, and yet, really, my dear friend, you need to share these with others. There are times when you need to illuminate your life and the challenges and how you have overcome them toward other people, because it is necessary for their growth too. He actually comes to you with a pair of wings on the side of his head, and he actually wears black crow wings. And as a form of headdress, I suppose you could say. I have seen others who wear crow wings as well. It is quite an interesting form, because, of course, crow are quite magical birds. And this is actually quite a magical instance that he brings to your life, because he is a being who brings, as I say, a strength, yes. He has actually carried you over several hurdles, but at the same time, he has also been there as a witness to situations of great happiness that have come to your life. As I say, this is a sort of a spiritual evolution that you are going through. Even though you may feel that you already are aware of so much, there is still yet so much. Almost as though you uncover one piece and there it is, a whole ocean more to uncover. The situation, my friend, is that, of course, in the physical life, this is a never-ending process, because gradually as we move through the life, we understand that by uncovering more of what is, we become more bound to what is, and not the untruth that life has tried to peddle us in our way. The situation, my friend, is that through this experience and the experience that you had as a spirit being before you had a physical life, this is something which is really there to try to propel you along. Your inner spirit is from the soul group of Cornucopia. Cornucopia.
Can you spell that?
I can try to. Cornucopia, and there is a half moon with a small star above it, then a line with two other lines which are sitting almost to make up a small triangle.
Gosh, over the top of the
letters? Over the top, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Not of our world.
No.
Of the spirit world, of the soul group world.
The soul group of Cornucopia is actually to do with being in the position of bringing through information and the life form. Actually, this is a soul group, in a sense, which doesn't really resonate that much with physical life. You really would be a being who is actually more happy in the spirit world than you would be in physical life. I'm not saying that you're not a happy being, but for some people from this soul group, they actually find it quite difficult to blend with physical life. They may feel quite at times that they are at odds with their physical life, almost as though that it has been difficult. The situation, as I look through your pages of your book, friend, are that with Cornucopia and the way that it has responded, being that this is your inner nature, I have to say that the situation, the energy within Cornucopia is one of a relentless understanding, a relentless moving forward. I must know more. I must create more. And it is as almost as though you are this silent train, long silent train, and that your thought process is just, it's as though at times in your life you had moments when you were, your mind was a bit flighty. It moved in and out of different situations. And yet, now you are much more regimented, not stayed, but things are a little more in order. You still have a lot more to do and more to create. But that is really a part of the energy of Cornucopia and how it affects you.
Okay, well, I've been in a wheelchair for 3 years. I'd like to know how to work with this current challenge.
Yes, absolutely so. Well, the thing is to do, my friend, is to understand that the situations of the world in which you are faced now you really need to step aside from a lot of the things that you have learnt in the past, because although they were relevant then, and they are relevant to your life, I'm not saying that they're not, but that in essence, what you have to do is almost, it's as though those are chapters of your life that you really have to say, well, very well, that was then. And what you have to do now, because you are a person who actually can react and display a great deal of understanding toward others and that kind of thing, you are a person who would be very good, very instrumental in forms of therapy, in forms of allowing people to talk to you and you to them, and helping them to dissolve their problems, to see different ways around their problems, because actually you are a person who can look at problems and see them in a greater perspective than perhaps a person who is actually dealing with it at the time. And so this actually, my friend, is also something that you can apply to your own life. But what you have to do, as I say, is you have to take the things that you have already dealt with in your life and, in a sense, say, well, that is in your private little box, and that has to go into another place, because what you have to do is to create the energy to be able to help these other beings who may come to you from time to time and perhaps ask of you. And the situation is, you are a person who really, really responds quickly to truth. You understand exactly where people are coming from, as it were, in their life journey. You can see it. It is something quite plain to you. So, my friend, this is an energy that you can use to help people, other people, to overcome certain hurdles that they put up in their pathway.
I see. Well, what I like to do is gain insight regarding my soul's intention for this lifetime.
Yes. Yes, my friend. Well, your soul intention really is, of course, to get to the other side. That is the full intention of your journey, is to finally realize that you cannot mend everyone's life, but you can certainly do a great deal to help a great many people. So this is really a very healing and caring way, and I understand that this is a situation not unfamiliar to you, but perhaps it is, in a sense, you think, oh, I can't be bothered with that now. But really, my dear friend, some people are quite gifted to this, and this is a situation that if you rise to it, you will feel much happier, you will feel much more inspired, and it's through this inspiration of different beings who work with you, who are around you. There is a Chinese individual, there is an Arabic gentleman as well, who comes very, very close to you on your right-hand side, and he is a being who wishes to help you in situations of healing. There is most definitely a very great energy with you, but in a sense you are fairly quiet and assured in your life attitude. And this is something which then means that you can actually communicate with other people because you're non-threatening.
I see. I guess.
Okay.
I really wanted to find out if will I ever walk again, you know. And I guess that's going to be a...
Yes, I understand that, my friend. The point is, that is a physical situation. And what we have to say to you is that, you see, in this situation, you are someone who can actually help, and help really so well with other people. And perhaps this will help to mend the feelings that you have within yourself. Very often, my friend, with all the best intention, we of the spirit world cannot necessarily help you to overcome certain physical states which are they're not necessarily of your making. They're not of the spirit world's making. They're just due to genetic situations or to whatever has befallen that person is a part of the physical world. We're not taking that away from you, but what we're saying is that there are pathways that you can take, my dear friend, where you can feel more useful, more involved in life, and actually be as a caring pathway toward other people's revelation.
So while you are in that condition, Phyllis, you know, meditate and trying to tune in with these wonderful people that are around with you, and then, you know, who knows, down the line, you'll attract the synchronicity of the good things in life to you, and you see where it goes. Well, thank you ever so much for your call, Phyllis.
Well, thank you, okay. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and you take care.
Thank you, friend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, well, so we just went a bit over there, but we're going to be waiting for Alison now.
Yes, well, you see, at times, some people, because of their physical state, and I'm very well aware that that was the situation, but the point is that, you see, within a person's life, yes, people, because they're physical beings, have physical difficulties at times. Some have more difficulties than others. And what you have to do is try to see beyond what the present difficulty is and try to see beyond that into a different realm of understanding.
You might try and make it a smaller problem so that you encourage fresh things into your life.
Yes.
Okay, is that Alison?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Alison.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. Okay, thanks for calling. So here's your reading. Have you swapped books now?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, okay. Morris has the other one, and it's just flying back.
Okay.
And dissolving. Very well, then. Alison, hello, and welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, I see from the outset, my friend, that you are a being in two minds at times. You are a being who can find it quite difficult to match with what is in the one hand with what you feel is your desire or your possible impending pathway on the other. And at times you have difficulty in coping with these two because they're in a juxtaposition. One is pulling you one way and the other is, in a sense, holding you to a set of ideals you have already made of your life. And the situation is, my friend, that as I look through your book in your immediate life now, I can see that you are a person who would benefit from using, I have to say, a form of sounding bowl. A sounding bowl, the kind that you would run, a stone or a stick around. This may sound a bit strange, but the point is, my friend, the reason why I give you this is because you have a Tibetan who walks with you. And this is something which would really, really help you in your meditation, in your walk forward, in actually being able to connect with him. He isn't your doorkeeper, but he's actually been someone who has been with you for a long time. And this Tibetan may even at times be someone who, it is as though you almost catch a glimpse of a kind of a burnt orange or a yellow at times out of the side of your periphery vision. And it's really to say that this being, this Tibetan, really wants to work with you much closer than he has been able to get to so far. The situation in your life, as I say, is that you are pulled in two areas in that you, in one sense, wish to continue with the situation you were doing prior to this in your life, but also that you are pulled toward opening new doorways. And this is only something which is going to be creative for you. So I would have to say that that is something which you can accept. It is a very auspicious time for you at this moment, and that really you need to connect with different ways of meditating and finding the keys to certain ways of being creative in your life. And my friend, you actually come from the soul group of Kalakic. And Kalakic is a soul group of people who understand the dizzying depths of emotional healing and emotional understanding. So in one sense, my friend, Kalakic people are on a veritable high one moment, and then they seem to swoop down into something else. They're kite people. Basically, that means that you're not controlled by the air, but what it does mean is that you see the higher responses that life can give, if only you could reach there. But what I'm trying to say to you is that if you actually meet with these energies around you, you can be there. You can inspire. You can create for your life experience. You just, Alison, have to realize that it is within you to do it. The situation is, my friend, that you, as well as coming from this soul group, and this soul group actually gives you, as I say, such a breadth and depth of experience because it is part of your ancient tradition, your ancient heritage, that of binding with emotion, actually, and also in the spirit world, you brought a great deal of emotional understanding about within your soul group because you were present during other kite beings' responsibility after their physical life. You were a person who was present during their responses of kindness. And also, of course, their responses of negativity, which they created in physical life. You may well have some of these memories. In fact, I can see that you do. At times, you have the most oddest dreams. And at times, you feel as though you are really out of place in the situation you are in. Almost though the veritable fish out of water flapping on the beach. How do I get over this hurdle? Well, the situation is, my friend, that really to do with your life, you have this experience, this depth of experience, which is really there to try to propel you forward. What you need to do is to meditate more, and in this certain way, by, as I say, using specific keys to be able to blend with other energies who are around you. And there are many people around you, both those that you have loved, that you have known in your physical life, but more so that you have known in the spirit world. And there are beings who really would like to make their reacquaintance with you now because they feel that it is necessary for your journey. You're a being who could actually bring great inspiration to others. You also have very specific spirit gifts, I have to say, those of healing. You also have clairsentient. You have clairsentience, which means that you can bring a great deal of energy toward other people and to do with being able to walk into a room and understand the feelings within that room.
Sensing.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sensing. In places, in buildings, even in railway carriages or situations, just walking down the street, you understand situations and that kind of thing around you. I'm saying these are energies of your spirit that you can actually make contact with if you just apply the right situation.
Doorkeeper before her question.
Yes, friend. Your doorkeeper is Chan Lao Chuk. Chan Lao Chuk is of Chinese origin, of the Rampa province, and I believe that is within the northwestern part of China, which means that he actually originated from the border with Russia, and he was almost of Mongolian in descent, I have to say. And he actually comes to you with wearing a cloth hat, which in a sense has a kind of bell on the top of it, but it doesn't ring, it doesn't have any sound to it, and his hat actually has two flaps, one over each ear. And he was actually a horseman in his physical life. And he brings to you a very steady and assured knowledge and understanding of physical life. So it's almost as though my friend, he's seen it all before, you can't shock him. Although he acknowledges that you have done little in your life to shock him anyway. That you are a person who has actually, in fact, been very responsive in your life. You have tried your best, and you continue to do that. You continue to question. That's the important thing, thinking outside the box and trying to open the door into new understanding. And that's why we're talking now.
Okay, Alison, question?
Well, I have to say that was made so much sense and was so, it knocked all the questions out of me and almost leaves you without question. That answered any questions I might have had.
You see, my friend, I completely understand you because I have your book of life in front of me.
Oh, so the singing bowls, I mean, I have them.
Yes, and that's my point, my friend, because, you see, they really do blend with you so well. Water would as well.
Mm-hmm.
Little trickling water fountains or something like that.
I have one that I turn on every day. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I turn on, and that's kind of like part of acknowledging the spirit within me. That's what I turn on, and it's very soothing, and I run it all the time, and I have the singing bowls and the bells. And even that particular, everything you said, I mean, you just knocked all the questions out of me, so...
dear friend, you see, the point is, my friend, you know you're going on the right path. That is all I have to say, because you've understood that those errors of your, not errors, those eras of your life journey, the thing that, the being that you were that brought you up to now, my friend, is something which you understand that could have held you back.
Mm-hmm.
But you've allowed it... you've allowed yourself to let it go because you respond to very much in the now, very much in understanding the treasures that await you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It is so vital. And in really understanding, my friend, that your sensitivity is something which really can... In fact, I have to say, it is just seeped into the walls of your living space. And it is as though, I have to say that you're the type of being that you could go out into the garden or into a garden of somewhere else and just drink in the atmosphere and bathe with it and blend with it because you are very natural with that.
Mm-hmm.
Form, because it is a situation that the singing bowls have given you a very great sense of space and awareness of space and being actually blending within the energies supreme. And so the simple thing I have to say, my friend, is that the monk who is with you, and I'm not allowed to say his name because really it is for you to finally really blend with him. You only have a few more steps to go, he's saying.
Okay, well, we've come to time. Well, we've
Wonderful.
Gone over time, but never mind. And thank you very much, Alison.
Thank you.
I know you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, you take care.
God bless. Ben.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's brilliant, isn't it? I just love it when it just rings so many singing bowls in the mind and in the heart.
Well, yes, quite
so. You
know
what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
This is the thing, you see, an accurate reading will resonate within you.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's the difference. That's the crucial difference, really.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hello, is that Harvey?
Yeah, it is. Hi.
Hi, Harvey.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Here's Gregory.
Okay,
hello,
thanks.
My dear friend. This, I believe, is the first time we are to have a discussion together in this way.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yes. And do not fear, friend. All is well. We aren't there watching your or being critical of every move that you make, my friend. What you have to understand, really, to begin with, at the outset of this meeting, is that the situation is of great love and importance for your journey, because there are people that you actually have realized that you have to take care of. And there are situations that, in some instances, you could say that parts of your life have been almost carefree. I understand that. Everybody's has been, to a certain extent. But you have actually taken upon yourself a great deal of honor and trust in your life. And the situation of trust is actually something that you find quite difficult to give out to people, because you have had that trust tarnished in many situations, that you have felt as though you have been left alone upon this island, almost as though you're surrounded by these sharks. And you are, in a sense, not floundering, but you are just very wary of putting your toes in case they get bitten off again. So the situation, my friend, is although you have many peripheral people, there are few people that you could honestly say that you are wholly in with, that you are wholly understanding of, because it has been something which has troubled you in the past that you have not actually been able to really move with a relationship with someone else. You may have known them for years and years, and yet right at the end of the time, when you think that you knew them really well, you didn't. And then they go and disappoint you again. And this is really to do with a condition, my friend, that unfortunately you tend to put on other people. I'm not saying that you're at fault here, but many people do it. And that, my friend, the blessing path for you is in that you are realizing it, and that you are actually much stronger now for the situations you have been in and dealt with in your life. So this really is a pathway of conclusion. It means to say, my dear friend, that as you walk through your life, you are blessed with certain moments of sheer profound beauty that you acknowledge at the time. You acknowledge relationships that really mean something to you, and also you acknowledge that there are those that you, at the end of the day, you just cannot help them. Even though you try as best you can, you cannot. You have to move away from that energy. So I can see throughout your book that you have had quite an adventurous life, full of mystery, full of unraveling of doorways and trying to peek behind them to understand what is really happening on the other side of life. But that's something which actually invokes quite a great deal of fear with you because of situations of your, I suppose you could say it's an area of, particularly talking to dead people, it's an area where you are a bit reluctant to tread. And I have to say, my dear friend, that it is with a great fondness and love of the people who are around you. There are immediate family members, of course, as we know, that there are also many others in the spirit world who really are trying to give you energy to help you along the pathway. And the situation to do with this, my friend, comes in the main from actually a crow who walks with you and who has walked with you every step of your way. It's a day of crows, I believe.
Isn't it?
But this individual is a crow native, very much similar to others that I have known. And this individual is a crow native by the name of Brave Bear. And Brave Bear is a being who brings this very great silent strength that you have come to adopt in your life. You're very self-assured now. And this is really in due in part because of the fact that because your circle of friends is revolving all of the time, and where you are appearing to move now is in that you are ready now to begin to seek a more spiritual plane, in a sense, in your life. And I can see my dear friend from the numerous pages of the situations of his interaction with you, that he has tried to help you to understand that there are many more issues in life which will become even more subtle, even more bring you the treasures that you desire, the treasures of thought, the treasures of realizing that this physical world isn't all there is. And I have to say, my dear friend, that you actually come from the soul group of Elinquist. And Elinquist is very, very, very similar, in a sense, to the soul group of your other immediate family members. They are all very, very closely tied, even though perhaps you may not really fully equate with this, because at times you feel as though you and other members of your family are like chalk and cheese. You don't necessarily get on all the time, but that's just to be expected because you are from different soul groups, and that's actually why. But actually your soul groups are quite close together. So if you just take the time to realize, if you just take the breath of life to understand that really things are much simpler than they appear on the surface. It's just that the human mind can sometimes overcomplicate situations, and almost as though that visions that appear in your mind almost look like truth, but they're not really, you understand, and that things will eventually equal out. You will understand a lot more in the months and years to come. And you have a long life, my friend. I'm not saying that you're going to end up like a wrinkly old prune, but you may well do that. And the situation is, though, that you will be a happy being. That's what you have to understand, that you just have to keep on doing what you're doing, but actually trying to rein back certain situations of your life that are perhaps leaving you open to negativity. Negativity is something that you really don't do well on, and that you unfortunately rise to the bait a little too often and a little too quickly. This is something that you need to step back from, learn to take a breath, learn to understand that that's their opinion, it's not yours. You don't have to interfere with it. You don't have to take it upon yourself like it's a worrisome thing. It's their life, after all.
Any questions, Harvey?
Not so much questions, but just a reaction to say that I think from what I've heard that I need to try and concentrate and I'm trying to be at peace with myself a bit more, I think. And,
Absolutely. Yes, but you're getting there. That's the point. You are overcoming these situations. It's just that, you see, in the past, my dear friend, you have tended to take on, these hurtful things that people can say, or situations that you feel that humanity's let you down again. Well, then just move away from that section of humanity. You see what I'm saying? And that really there is so much more for you to enjoy within yourself. I'm not saying that going within is like the holy grail of all life. It is, but
going within.
Well, yes, in meditating and in seeking this higher value of yourself. It's also, this is the thing which transposes into your physical life. This is the thing which helps you to coordinate your life, to help you overcome situations that you previously find difficult to deal with. This is the thing which brings you inner calm, that helps you deal and understand from another person's perspective, even if you don't actually really agree with the way they go about it. You can perhaps understand it a little more clearly. That's what I'm saying, really, that you need to just be able to step back from these situations which are negative. I'm saying that you may want to meditate, you may not. And it would be something that would really help you. I have to say that.
What about any spiritual gifts if he does meditate?
Well, the situation is open to you. There are spiritual gifts. I'm not going to name them at this moment in time, but there are. There are different situations that you could be extremely instrumental in helping, in healing different things, in different people, in understanding different people and the way that they think, particularly those people who are not altogether complete in the way that you would see it mentally or something like that. So this is actually a situation which you are gaining more and more understanding about because, I'm not saying because it's something which is affecting you personally, although I understand that there are situations in your family which you can overcome, which you can help tremendously. It just means that you need a little more patience, a little more give and take, a little more, as I say, breathing into the situation, breathing life into the situation, learning to have more creativity, more expression of self about something, and not just trying to look at everything in the same perspective. You just need to really try to step outside of the perspective you have at the moment. I'm not saying you're not on course. You are. The pathway is quite clear, really. You just need to understand that there are a great many perceptions more to life that you can bring upon yourself. And that's it's only really to the limit of your understanding or your ability to open to it.
What were these, the Elinquist group, what sort of people, what sort of things did he do in the Elinquist group?
Yes.
In the spirit world before
In the Elinquist group, my friend, before you had a physical life, you were a being who actually had a great deal to do with watery worlds.
That's been a watery show, hasn't it?
To do with, well, yes, but in this case, it's to do with fish and to do with marine life in particular.
Okay.
Marine life is something which actually is something that's always really fundamentally fascinated you. It's a situation you could just sit there for hours and adore watching or being a part of. You would be a being who would accelerate that feeling if you went into a marine enclosure, something like that. I believe they build tunnels that go through large aquariums and that kind of thing. This would be really a world that you would find very inviting. And the reason for this is Elinquist people find this extremely calming. And this kind of world would be extremely calming to you as a physical being, but also to help you to connect with your spirit, that is, the ether world part of yourself. And in a sense, this is a kind of a doorway to the pathway that you could make. It just means that instead of perhaps looking at obscure paintings or something like that, you could actually use something which is monumental life forms in front of you, which actually help to shape who you are, to give you that breath of distance, to help you be calm.
Okay, Harp.
That was quite incredible, really. Yeah. touching on the Elinquist marine thing. Incredible. You know, I mean, my father bred marine fish. You know, in the late '60s, early '70s, and in my early life, and I was exposed to that, and that has a big effect on me. And I just,
yes,
you know, animal life, and you know, particularly that is just a big part of me. And it's incredible you touched on that, because that does actually fascinate me, I must be honest.
Yes, yes, and you see, my friend, the point is that it's something which actually gives you this huge amount of space in your life. You immerse yourself in it. You find yourself floating within it.
I snorkeled as a kid. I swam. I lived in Portugal.
Yes.
And I couldn't wait to get in and just be around that world, that undersea world.
Absolutely.
And be around that. That's where
absolutely
I feel calm.
You see, and so what you were having was your inner soul experience. You would be a being who actually, because, my friend, you actually used to have a great deal to do with dolphins in the spirit world, and that, too, will be something which would really resonate with you for that experience.
I saw my friends in the Bay of Biscay last year. We took a boat trip to Spain, and we sailed along, and I watched them for a long time, watching them.
Yeah.
It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, well, thanks, Harvey. You're phoning up from England.
Yes, I am.
And it's bedtime, isn't it, now?
It's nearly bedtime, yeah. The sun's going down. It's early summer, and it's nice here. And it's been nice talking to you, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you so much, my dear Bane. God bless, and love be with you in your journey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that's great. Just love it. Absolutely love it. It's interesting. It was a watery show. We did. We had a few people. To a certain extent, water benefits everybody, but more so, particularly certain people from certain soul groups.
Oh yes, particularly Illinquist people, because it is of their world.
Mm-hmm.
It is everything that Illinquist people deal with in the spirit world. It is really central to their avenue of life.
Mm.
And they deal with it on many other planets, in many other star systems. Illinquist people are very keyed to that environment, and they help to shape and to show different genetics how they can respond in a physical way to bring diversity.
Mm. That's amazing. And
they also have a lot to do with Selena Aqua Fairy.
Ah, okay.
As well.
With fairy.
Selena Aqua Fairy.
The type of fairy that look after the sea creatures.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Well, that's incredible. That's lovely.
You see, so actually for a person as our friend here, there is actually a very rich tapestry of history within that has been going on for millions of years, millions and millions of years, throughout the evolution of the universe, because there are many worlds that have a similar kind of environment, maybe. It has a few different chemicals within it, and different creatures occupy that space because of that.
So the environment that... Oh, we've only got a minute left. So the environment that Harvey would have been in, he would have been in that soul group for an awful long time.
Oh, for eternity. Mm. That's what I mean. That's why it is so wonderful to meet with someone, to look at his book and understand that this is something that he's actually enjoyed throughout his life, the pages and pages of it, even... almost in a sense that he was doing in the spirit world exactly what he's doing, has been doing from time to time in his physical life, and he keeps going back to that and enjoying those moments.
But
they're treasures, you
presumably
see.
He did more hands-on stuff with them in the spirit world.
Oh, though. Yes, absolutely so. Mm. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much, and I think everybody enjoyed their readings. So we've... We've come to time, and thank you very much, Gregory.
With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway forever.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless. Yes, so don't forget, everybody, we will be doing our next round of Akashic readings on the Monday, the 11th of June for our evening show, and the 14th of June for our afternoon show, like today, or it's the evening if you're in England. But so we would need your... full name at birth, that's including your middle names, your date of birth, your telephone number, one question, and email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. That's your mini free Akashic reading. We do bookings only, and we'll be doing that again in a month's time. But get in touch with me whenever you want, and I will put your name down, and we can go from there. Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening. And I'd just like to mention that our website is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more. more about us, about the trance, about all of the other things that we do. Have a browse around the site. So until next time, my name is Sylvie Avery, and thank you for listening to Spirit's Work. Be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.